this is Tasha.
Hey, this is Justine.
And this is Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't.
And all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't.
Welcome to Get Out of My Head. So today, guys, we have a special podcast. Not only are we live, but we do have a special guest.
Biana!
Birthday! Getting ready for her birthday!
The birthday weekend, so I know we're about to be lit.
Hello! Hello!
All right, y'all. So, the question of the day is, what defines a hoe?
What defines a hoe?
Yes. That is a very good question. So,
and can your wholeness be deleted?
So, what defines a hoe to you, Justine?
Defining a hoe would be having... For me, it's just having no morals for yourself as a woman.
Take it right out of my head. Get out of my head.
Right. And I'm getting it out of my head. Great minds think alike. I think that if you don't have any morals for yourself and you're just doing whatever, no standards, that is straight hoism to me. Mm-hmm. So I can't get jiggy with that. Now, if you date someone and you casually date someone and you're dating this one, then that's not a hoe.
And not even just dating someone, because we spoke about, too, like, dating and what it should be. And you can be having sex with multiple people. I just call that being single. I don't feel like you're a hoe for having sex with multiple people.
You're protecting yourself.
You're being single.
Yeah, you're protecting yourself, and as long as you're protecting your feelings, I guess, whatever you can handle, just have standards for yourself and know what you would take.
Yeah, but I guess even with saying being single, you have sex with different people, I'm like, I don't know that I have to put a number on it, like how many people you can have sex with in a day. Like, is that when I'd be like, oh, you a hoe? Like,
it's a guy. We're not thinking about a number. Like, they just having sex. They do what they want
to
do.
Now, but you don't feel crazy if a guy has sex. It's like, you just had sex with that earlier today, and now you having sex with me? Like,
what? Most of the time you don't know, because men are not honest. They they make you think you're the only one.
But is that okay?
No, it's not okay. Absolutely not. That's selfish. But at the same time,
what's selfish for a guy to have sex with a girl, more than one girl in a day?
But if he's single,
not being honest about it to the other girl.
But what's cool being honest?
He don't have to tell you that.
Exactly. If we didn't say we're gonna be like exclusive
for myself, I'm not having sex with you if we not committed.
Exclusive? Then yeah. But if you're not committed and you have sex, are you saying you
to each his own? No. I'm not saying that, but the world could be saying that. But I'm just saying, like, no, because 9 times out of 10. Most females that I know are not just having sex with just anybody. They may go out on dates with this one, that one, or...
Most, but I don't discourage someone if, like, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, of course. That's you. I
definitely think that it's a situation where it's really if you have morals about yourself. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think that's
tricky.
The key piece.
It's really tricky because...
Other than you not having morals for yourself makes you a hoe. Because I think it's literally just morals. That's all it revolves around. Because you want to go from saying, sleep with this and that person, or being with this person's friend.
I think it depends on how you do it.
Anything.
It's shady stuff. Yes, like,
I feel like you just be doing anything. Clothes. Because hoe is not just exclusive. Hoe is not just exclusive to women. You know what I'm saying?
A man could be a definitely a man.
Like,
whore.
You just really be doing anything. You talk to anybody, like, it's just...
Like, if you asked me when I was in high school, I was like, oh, no, she's having sex with multiple people. That's a hoe. Now I'm just like, you single.
I think that's something that we don't really realize in the world in general is that men can be hoes. Like, you know, right. No one puts that title to a man. When you think of hoe, when you think of whore, you automatically think of a woman.
Nah, there's definitely man whores. But then what makes you say that this guy's a man whore? Is it because he's smashing mad different women and they friends? Like, is that when you say it's a hoe? You don't have morals because you sleep with multiple people knowing that they are all friends together? Is that a hoe?
You know what? The more we're sitting here talking about this, like, and using this word, and, like, keep saying it, you know what I'm saying? It's really like, you know, as an adult, I'm not really, it's kind of out the window because, you know, if you're single, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not in a relationship with anybody, and I meet somebody, and I'm attracted to you, attracted to me, the vibe is cool, whatever, and I meet you, and we have sex. I'm a hoe because I was attracted to somebody, and I wanted to do something with my body that makes me a hoe.
I don't feel like
it's
that's a hoe.
The older you get, the less, you know, you even think about the whole shit because you want to experience.
Like, I'm more like my life.
You
like,
know what? As we get older, I'm starting to realize, hoe is starting to turn to grown.
Right.
Like, I'm not a hoe. I'm grown.
Yes, grown hoe.
Yeah, yes. Because like exactly what I was saying when we were in high school, like to say that she was having sex with different people, like more than one person, I'm like, oh no, she a hoe. Are you having sex with someone that's not your boyfriend? Oh no, that's a hoe. Nowadays, it's like you're just single. You're not a hoe. Why does that mean you a hoe? I didn't commit to you. We didn't sit down and talk about the fact that we gonna be exclusive. We didn't decide to be exclusive. So why does that make me a hoe that I want to have sex with someone else? I'm sure you having sex with someone else. Why should I be committed to you?
Yeah.
It's tricky though, because then a man, then you say to yourself like, okay, no man's gonna want
someone that's
been around that, because
that.
They
that's
have
a double standard
men,
like you've been around
is, like, it is but men standard. Their pride again it goes back to one of our podcasts that we're doing
but I feel like that's the maturity honestly, thing if you are a mature honestly, man don't ask me how many people had sex with like don't ask me
first
number.
Of all
be mature.
I'm, look not that. I'm not asking it and I'm not answering it. If you ask me how many dudes I had sex with, guess what,
because
date's over, don't call me.
Like I feel like that's very immature of you to be like
You're mad immature.
Why does it matter?
I don't even care.
Why does it matter? That's immature. Like, why does I'm with you right now and only you. Why does it matter what my past is?
Who was here before? Who was
right.
Here
who cares? Right now, it's all about you. Just you. If I'm like being with you and I'm sneaking, maybe that's a hoe. I'm being with you. Nah, I don't even know. People
maybe lying. Maybe lying about it.
My past
shouldn't matter to you, period. My past should not matter to you, period. So what? If true. I'm fucking with you right now and we talking, it doesn't matter who I was talking to, like,
before.
So is a cheating hoe? Are you, is that
how it is? Are you cheating? Person that's none of your business at all.
Listen. Somebody said something. Who's that?
It's Shanae is watching. Hey, Nene.
Hey, Nene.
Hi, everybody who's watching.
Nene, what defines a hoe to you?
Yeah, tell us what you think a hoe is.
And you, can you comment? Comment below, please.
Tell us what you think a hoe is.
Tell us your opinion. We would love to know.
Because
it's so hard nowadays because I'm telling you, every woman wants to be married, but no guy wants to marry a hoe. Or they think you have a past.
Well, what a guy calls a hoe, really. Because
like,
it's
like,
what a
what's
guy
your definition
what,
of a hoe,
what does
right?
a guy call a hoe?
Okay,
because
so...
Because the same shit you would say makes you a hoe, like, that makes her a hoe. I'm like, you do the same thing.
Question.
So you
y'all.
A hoe?
We all watch Insecure.
Yeah.
Is Molly a hoe?
No. She's
no.
far from a hoe.
Why is
she's
she a hoe?
Single.
She's
single.
Exactly. She's single.
She's far from a hoe.
Why is she a hoe? She didn't say to either one of those guys that it's only you and I'm committed to you and it's like going out doing stuff.
What
she's
about
single.
That other show? Did y'all watch that other show? Oh my God. What the fuck did it come on? Netflix.
What show?
Oh my
God. Yeah,
give me a new show. Give me a new show.
The Spike Lee show.
I only watched one season. Can't have it all. She's got to have it. That's it.
No,
one episode.
Watching that.
That's she was
she's not a hoe though.
Alright, so basically she's single and she deals with
multiple.
It's like three guys.
Different
or
needs. I feel like she's living a perfect life.
It's three.
It's the Spanish one, Moss. It's the little gay looking like artsy one.
I'm
right.
No.
The
and
then
the tall one I got
the married one.
Mm-hmm. That nigga was twisted.
Yo,
wait, what?
He loved her. But anyway, she's dealing with all three of these guys or whatever. Oh.
It's real life stuff, y'all.
Sorry.
Yanni's waking up. I'm sorry,
Yanni.
I think Yanni's in my room.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Yanni. But, she's dating all three of these guys.
Sorry, guys. It's real life.
She's dating all three of these guys. She's sleeping with all three of these guys. Yeah.
Mark says she's a hoe. Mark's a big asshole. That's a guy.
She's not a hoe, Mark. What makes her a hoe?
Who?
Why is she a hoe?
Mark said,
why is she a hoe?
From the She Got to Have a Chick?
Molly's a hoe.
Well, how's Molly a hoe?
If you were single, you'd be doing the same
we
thing.
We said, how's Molly a hoe, Mark? How's Molly a hoe? Comment.
I don't you see how she's a hoe. I'm sorry. If I was single, I'm living. I would say Molly's being single the right way. Why is she a hoe?
Is it the right way?
Yes, it's the right way. Enjoy yourself.
Didn't your parents ever tell you how to date?
Right,
but dating doesn't have to have sex.
It's a part of it sometimes.
First of all, dating.
But what if I want to?
Exactly. Like, she's dating, but she be wanting it. So
right,
date live your life.
And I'm not saying like don't test drive it before you marry it. But I'm saying, though, you got to test drive.
Well, who says I want to be exclusive with you if I don't know what it's like?
Look, this is
not everybody get the cookie. I feel you.
Not everyone does.
Not everybody's getting my cookie.
But how do I decide? Again, if we're saying, we said that dating was talking to different people until you found like someone was giving you what you needed in order to be exclusive with them before that became your boyfriend. Maybe that's the part of knowing whether or not I even want you to be my boyfriend is by testing out and seeing whether or not we have good sexual chemistry. If you're a dub, I don't want to take it there with you. What's wrong with having sex with them? And realizing that. I mean, we also said that piece.
How many people is Molly even like, you know, screwing right now to call her some sort of hoe?
How many people is she screwing right now?
Yeah. In the show, right now.
Drugs. I mean, it was just now drugs. She's having
And then there was that guy on vacation. That's vacation.
That guy on the island.
Two people? Didn't she smash the guy with the glasses from the firm?
That was mad long ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was over a season ago. That don't count.
It counts, bro. That's under her belt. If you smash the home, you smash.
But even, that's three people. She's a whole family.
No, three people. Somebody else. Didn't she have sex with somebody else?
Who?
The guy she was dating.
The one that. Enterprise. Oh, the kind of gay kind
of. First
guy.
Of all, we ain't talking about the whole season now. Come on now.
This season. You barely even seen Molly, but
Molly only was having sex with Dro. That's it. She was having sex with Dro in the beginning.
The vacation.
Dro's relationship.
It's crazy.
No. It's crazy and it's understanding.
It's a whole thing.
It's crazy and it's understanding.
I understand it because you know what? Like we said, a relationship is what you define want. Whatever you want it to be. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are okay with, look, we're married and, you know, you have to have respect for me. But, you know, if you want to go out there and go, you know.
I get it. It just won't work for me. That's like, your own thing.
He was all my he was viewers right in, now, please comment on what is a hoe to you.
He was literally Tell in me. The bed with Molly, like, yeah, I'm at Molly's right now.
Like, what? That's too much.
That's just open.
That's dragging.
That's a true open relationship.
No, that's what their relationship is.
It's a true open relationship.
She fucking knows her. Like, you, I know you. Like,
we shook hands. While I was standing here talking to you.
Again, we broke bread together. We sat and ate together. Like, we all supposed to be cool.
And I smashed her dude in the bathroom at the dinner party.
Yes!
I would never.
And I came back and sat
next to you. Dang. Maybe Mark's right. I don't know. I could never do nothing like that. Like, how you have your whole wife out here and we have sex in the bathroom?
She tried to stop it. She couldn't stop it. She feels for him now. Now she's feeling for him.
Because they were best friends before. Yeah. It's a little
But it goes back to having, I guess, certain type of standards and morals for yourself. So if you're going to drop the dress to everybody, then you're
She has morals. I wouldn't say Molly doesn't have morals, though. But because she messed up, they are friends. She messed up. They already had feelings involved.
Yeah, they have feelings involved.
She messed up.
Oh, Jessica just tuned in. Hi, Jess!
What, Jessica? Jessica?
Yeah.
Y'all, I haven't seen Jessica in so long.
Yeah. Well, get in the camera so she can see you.
Jessica, tell us what's a hoe, Jessica.
Right. Tell us what's a hoe, Jessica.
I don't want to hear from no more bitches in a relationship. Nene's in a relationship. And even Jessica, she's in a relationship. I want to hear from a single. Beyonce's in a relationship. Like, she's in a relationship. Like, single. I want to hear from single women. Like,
what we heard from a single man. Mark said Molly's
Mark is not single.
Oh, don't say that online. Yeah, he's single. The name will come through this phone like the Brabby Chucky.
She better
Mark,
sit down.
Mark is not single.
All right, but a man. Yeah, but honestly, the more I'm talking about it, like, dang, is Molly a hoe? Like, I think the whole having sex with him in the bathroom while his wife was at the dinner table was a bit much for me. That's stress.
But it's really a hoe on whose standards? It's a hoe to a woman.
It's reality. As
a
woman. That's reality too, though.
But to him, who she's laying down with, who she's giving the poems to, okay?
That's not a stretch.
That just means his girl, this chick is just freaking.
She's with it. That's some hoe shit. Like, that's mad disrespectful. At least for me, I would never be able to go back out. Like, what are we going to do after whatever we just did in the bathroom? I cannot.
Fix your hair and go sit back down on the table.
I can look her in the face. That's crazy. Okay, crazy.
Is that really a hoe?
Yo, I don't know. We talk about morals. That's not crazy. That's not morally wrong. That's crazy.
Who remembers the show? I don't know if you used to watch it. The game.
I remember that. When she was smashing everybody.
Was she being a
hoe? No, I don't think Melanie was a hoe.
Because she was hurting over Derwin?
Okay. I don't think that was a hoe.
She was helping the cable guy.
I don't feel like she was a hoe.
Girl, you don't even know the cable guy.
I'm telling you.
Do you know his name?
I'm telling you. Grown.
That's not grown.
I'm saying, you know what? You know what? There was a piece where she was being a hoe.
Right.
But was she even a hoe? Because she was smashing McHottie and playing games with Derwin. I feel like she was fucked up, but I don't know if she was a hoe.
She had drinks with McHottie and had toilet sex, right? Then went to play war games
with
Derwin.
But she didn't have sex with Derwin.
She had to bite him, but she was about to have sex with him. Talking about we could do it in the shower. Girl, you just had another
thing. Oh, yeah, she was a bit of a hoe.
And then, let's not forget.
All right.
She was a bit of a hoe.
The cable guy.
That's where
I'm going. The cable guy is not a hoe, though, for having sex with
literally
the cable guy.
Literally at the door humping him.
On top of him. Like,
yeah.
Not her cable guy. She was sending him for a friend.
Kelly's cable guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Melanie was a bit of a hoe.
Nah.
It actually was her husband
was
in real life, or pretend he was a cable guy.
Oh, I was about to say no.
It was her real husband.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Because he wasn't having it, you know, like, y'all don't remember. Make my wife look bad in real life.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know that's why she stopped the show, though.
Yeah.
Because she was a
but that'd be crazy when people really be thinking, oh, that's how the person, I'm not going to frown.
Well, that's
too.
My nigga.
I do.
That's
how
Martin Anthony Land.
That's why Martin and Gina ended, because when she got married, her husband was like, alright, you ain't gonna be dry humping my wife. Yeah. I don't care if it's my face.
Tommy Dead was all in that with Lala on freaking camera. What?
Carmelo Anthony,
I don't care about
like
what
cheater,
kind of money you about to bring out. I'm not doing it. So
he
not.
Cheated on his wife, didn't he? So,
you're not doing
she
that.
She can
so
hump
right.
whoever she wants.
No, no, you can't because
that's wild. Nah,
two wrongs don't make
that.
A right.
You right, it make a left. And
it's active.
No, that's not how you solve that issue. Look. If you mad at your husband, your husband cheated on you, either leave or y'all gonna have to work
but
on
fixing it. But it's different because we're not in that
she
life.
Left.
It's acting. So, it's acting.
No, I'm talking about, but
that's not really acting. They be really doing it.
Wayne is really a
not sometimes they
fucking,
do it.
What's her name? Gabrielle Union do that shit?
With who?
Not letting her because she can do what she wants. She's a woman. She's
Mary Jane.
But I feel like that's about being secure
in your relationship.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
It's her job. It don't mean nothing to her. I know she loves me. It's just her job. She gonna go out and do what she gotta do to get that check.
Yeah.
Not whatever she gotta do because she needs some thingies. But you know,
he probably got a little sock. He probably got a little sock on his jaw. That's what they
I mean,
doing.
I guess it's just our. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know because we're not in that life.
We're
like,
in a
whole
different world. Yeah, like, era.
So it's hard to.
Because in our world, being with. And I love Cardi to the ground. I love her. But being with her would have been like, what? No. Like, that's not the type of chick that.
But Offset ain't no better. That's why it's like.
No. I'm talking about in the matter of
just her. Take Offset out.
I'm talking about getting married and, you know what I'm saying, having a baby and having a man really cuff you despite, you know, your. And that brings me to the next question, pretty much. The wholeness. Because I kind of changed my whole mind on the whole shit. Ah. But on the wholeness, if that can, you know, be deleted in Drea's voice, do you think that one can, you know, no longer be considered a hoe?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it goes back to what defines a hoe. It's like hard to say it can be deleted if I didn't think you was a hoe to begin with.
You don't think nobody's a hoe?
I think some people are a hoe. Like, I agree with Mark now. Molly's a bit of a hoe. It's simple, all about morals thing. But can you... If I say that you're not a hoe because you're doing stuff that's morally wrong, can you change who you are as a person and change your morale? I don't know.
Of course.
Can you?
Of course. Yes. That's what I want.
You are as a person.
Right. That's
but that don't mean your wholeness is deleted. That don't mean you was never a hoe personally. Oh, she did some hoe shit back in the day. But you
I feel like that's who you are as a person. Like, I feel like you can
absolutely
try and be,
not.
But the, and some stuff come, the right circumstance comes along.
Mm-mm. I don't think so, Sheena. I have to beg to differ.
Nah, I don't believe it. Like, if we say, like, you're not a hoe, you having sex with different people doesn't make you a hoe, right? That's just being single.
Mm-hmm.
But we're saying that what defines a hoe is the moral concept behind it. And I feel like if you were morally corrupt,
let's talk about
you're
Molly.
Gonna be morally corrupt.
And let's talk about Molly, because what made her a hoe is fucking that nigga in the bathroom, right?
While he was married.
While he was at the table. Right. So, she comes out the bathroom. She sits down. She's eating her pork chops. And she realizes, like, damn, that was fucking crazy. I'm really bugging the fuck out doing that shit. Right?
Did she stop it?
But look, I'm not, look, I'm just saying I'm not going to have sex around her anymore. if she's in the same vicinity. You know what I'm saying?
That would have been enough for me. Like, I'd have felt crazy coming out of that and being in a situation like, you got me in this situation. That's not who I am internally. Like,
she did.
She didn't stop it. So it's like, right.
And that's the thing I like about that show, because it's mad real.
Realistic.
It's mad real. Like, you know what I'm saying? She could have stopped it.
Right.
But it showed the real shit. Like, all right, yeah, she could have stopped it, but she felt.
But she didn't.
She still got that little bit of feeling. You know what I'm saying? She's letting that feeling surpass what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? So she's like blinded in a way.
Blindsided.
There you go. That's the real shit.
Because again, women, we are based off of emotions.
Man, we just threw away the towel at everything and said you can basically do anything and not be called a hoe. Yeah, so the ones that we said you actually doing some messed up stuff, so that makes you a hoe. We're saying that it's a right. It can be deleted. So that means no one's a hoe.
Yeah,
there is. There are no
moral of the story, guys. No one's a hoe.
No, there are some out there.
Moral of the story is no one's a hoe.
I have grown. This
right. Not a hoe. You're grown.
Disagree.
No, but when I think of a hoe, I think of back in the day, real life, like just being out, being young at parties, and I see girls like letting them smack their eyes. Or being out in public and girls, you know, them ratchet ass hood bitches that let the main nigga or the get money nigga smack their ass and then turn around and let another nigga do that in public. Like, you just showing, again, no.
You don't think that's just immaturity?
No.
I think that's a hoe. I think that's a hoe. I think bitches that really be in the club,
let me tell you,
popping their ass so crazy, letting every nigga touch up on
right.
them.
How you
letting
carry
go
yourself.
Up in their skirt, grab them up and crazy shit, yes. that they leave and go to another nigga's. That's a hoe.
Yeah, you not like, carrying yourself accordingly. And then you want to be wife? Nobody's going to wife you, B.
I mean, she's going to change. You just said that your morals can change, right? Maybe she'll grow up and become more mature and not allow shit like that to happen.
I used to be at the parties crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Getting crazy. And I could openly say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a learning experience. I used to be at parties.
The life of the party.
The life of the party. Like, oh, Tasha Nim is going to be going type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But now, like, you know.
But again, that's what I said before. Like, yeah, I think we was calling everybody hoes when we was younger. As you grow up, that's not so much. That shit would never be normal to me. I don't give a fuck if you're 45 years old in the fucking club. That shit would never be normal. That's the hoe.
Right.
But as you get older, yeah, you mature, you change. But some things that we call hoe at a young age turn out to not be so hoish, like, because you've grown.
Right. Like, it's just that when you're young, you're not supposed to be doing that shit in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it's like. It's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
You're not supposed to do. I don't take back any of the stuff we did as.
So,
sleeping with niggas, if you're dating, at a young age, to me, like, when I was younger, I would think that's a hoe.
Yep.
But you 20-something years old, and you dating niggas, and you want to sleep with them, you can do that.
Okay, that's the question. You're right. Would you call Lyrica a hoe? Because she smashed Safari, and she married.
That's
a hoe. It's a hoe.
What?
That's some hoe
shit. You're married?
She slept with Safari. There's no way in how you
allegedly,
being
after.
Allegedly. She allegedly slept with Safari.
Okay, Safari.
But I feel internally.
Why would he?
Wait,
and lie about sleeping with Lyrica when he dated.
So he said to
Ray J. Ray J said it, and he basically was like,
"He said we didn't know. He said we did. It was only one time. That's what he said,
right?"
And Ray J was like to him, "Man, I wish you would have just kept on denying it." Ray J was mad messy. I love Ray J, but that was messy.
Ray J just bored because his wife is pregnant.
It was messy.
Other little things to entertain his time.
But it means we only did it one time, like
which I did. Kiss.
We grown. We know what it is.
Because you would have said kiss. We only kissed one time.
Yes.
Didn't he have the nerve to not really be saying that when nigga was asking, like, yo.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he don't want confrontation.
He said
that then you should never come, my nigga. You should never came. You should never came to the dinner. If you know you're going to be there. Like, right. Like, you knew what you were doing.
That
was when he did it because he approached K. Michelle about it. Why would you open up your mouth as I could?
Why would you tell K. Michelle anything? And only because
she was annoying the shit out of me. My friend Safari, my friend, like,
that's not your bestie. That's not your bestie.
Shut up.
First that girl on your show.
That's number one. And number two.
Then Paris. Now Safari.
And then it's like Paris was your best friend, right? Paris was your best friend.
You don't know what a friend is.
And you called her a thief and told everybody she was a thief, my nigga, and didn't even know the facts. Didn't really sit down with your friend and get it together. Oh, $50. Yeah. You didn't get it together with her about that.
Right.
But her being upset and how she gets when she's enraged Safari, you're not a friend. Why would you tell her anything if you didn't want that to come out? No. Why would you tell her?
I don't like
so Kenzie. That's the question I have. Is Lyrica a hoe?
I don't think so because I don't think so. She had sex with that nigga.
I think she did.
I think she did.
Why would you be so hostile about it?
I think she was very inappropriate via text messages. Those text messages, I think those were very
inappropriate. Yo, the bitch deleted her whole text. She deleted his text message. She deleted the whole thread.
She deleted everything.
Nigga said, why is there no text? You didn't text your mom today? So you didn't text him when he was at the store saying, hey, can you buy me something?
I thought she only deleted the thread.
There was nothing there.
She said to him that all three of us were talking together. It was in a group chat, but there was nothing in that group chat because they never really spoke to each other. She was frightened.
She said, I don't keep all my messages.
She was frightened.
You know what? I'm not going to hold you. I'm leaving. Because you know what? Hopefully, I'm at his house because I'm going to just go. Cause I know I'm in trouble, and now I feel like trouble. Let me just
now
figure out
why the fuck was well. Okay,
everybody
I knows
except for you.
Because he was at that little orgy shit, like when the bitches was naked.
He was in his feelings,
and your mom knows that.
When he got there, he was like, "My nigga, what the fuck is going on with all this?"
First of all,
I don't think that he personally went there.
He didn't leave because he was in his feelings. He was in his feelings.
Period. When Safari sent you that dick pic, you should have told your husband.
Whether it was an error.
Period.
Or not.
Whether it was an error, anything. We would never had no conversation. Like, what's good with your friend?
Period.
Because at the end of the day, that's her friend. That's A1's friend. So
why? They was the three amigos.
Yeah. So yo, what's good with your man's? Why he sending me this? What's good with him? You gotta talk to him. Cause that's crazy. I'm not even second, but that's what you got a husband for. Cause your husband is supposed to deal with the man, not you.
It's what you allow. So you allow Safari to think that was okay because you were very flirtatious with him and you're married.
Right.
You should not be for. No, we don't joke like that. We're not playing like that. I have a whole husband. It's certain things
and
as
you
a
are
woman.
With him.
That you're not doing.
I'm slipping on you.
And
I always say
it's
that
being recorded.
Me personally, if my friends. Dude, or if somebody that's not supposed to be trying to holler at me, that you are blatantly, you know, that is off limits.
I'm calling
you. You try to do some funny shit
right now. Oh, let me tell you.
All right, though. But speaking about marriage, right? And all of that crap that's going on. Why do you think people don't want to be married anymore? Like, I feel like barely anyone I know, like, I'm going to weddings and stuff for, like, work colleagues and their weddings, but none of my friends seem to be married. Like, why don't people want to be married anymore? Why do y'all think that they don't?
A lot of niggas don't want to be tied down. Like, they want to deal with you, but not have to,
choose
program. What I'm saying? Like, I'm not, feel me? I'm not married. I don't have to do this. Feel me? Type shit.
How about you, Tasha? What you feeling?
Why do I think nobody wants to get married?
Yeah. I know what I think.
I think that niggas just the reason why I can't answer that question, I could chime in on what y'all say, but I can't really answer that question because I don't understand why. I can't think of a reason why because it just doesn't make sense to me. Because at the end of your road, at the end of it all, that's the only person that's gonna be standing by you. You know what I'm saying?
But do you think it's an age thing? Like, because we're talking about now, we're all like 20s. We ain't hit there yet. Do you think it changes as you get older?
No. I know some very, 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 I know some very amazing women, like very amazing women that are older than me and that are single as a dollar bill. And if they are, you know, with someone, they've been with someone for a long time, years on end, with no ring, like they're not engaged, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like, you're a man,
right.
You have common sense. You know how the world works. You know you're going to get old. You want to get old and be in a rocking chair with your girlfriend.
Would you want to be married right now?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I'm ready to be married.
At this point in my life, I'm not talking to nobody no more if you're not talking about no relationship. I'm not sleeping with nobody no more if you're not talking about no relationship. I'm not doing none of that. Like, if I meet a man and I see you and I like everything about you and whatever, and he tells me, oh, you know, I really don't want a relationship right now. Oh, well, I had a good time with you, but
thank you, but no thank you.
I'm good, because I appreciate you telling me that, and at this stage of the game, unfortunately, I've been dating since I was 14. You know what I'm saying? So, I've been around niggas, and I know bullshit when I see it. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, at this point, I'm over it. If you're not showing me something, it's a dub. And men are not really trying to... Once they see that you are not no-nonsense type of person...
Hello.
It's a wrap. They like, she's too hard.
She's not going to get away with that.
She's not going to, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is.
Set your standards at the door.
What do you think, Jess? What do you think it is?
Why do you think nobody want to get married anymore? Women don't want to get married too, though.
That's what I was waiting for to see what you said.
Women, yeah.
There's one word that's sticking in my head.
I don't know either. I mean, guys just make excuses.
I think it's settling, right? Like, I feel like... it's settling is the word that stuck in my head for multiple different reasons, right? I feel like where people sometimes, and that's why I was asking, was it an age thing? Like, at this day and age, at this point in time, at this age that I am, I feel like it's like, and I see people get married all the time, and I'm like, do y'all really love each other? Are y'all really, like, happily in love, like, blissfully happily, or is it that you're just settling for the sake of being married? And is that what people do? And is that why the divorce rate is so high? Like, people just getting married because that's the thing that you're supposed to do. That's one thing. And then from, like, the other perspective, I feel like people are like, this person doesn't check off all the different boxes that you're supposed to check off as, like, the person I find and, like, my, like, soulmate, the person I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with, right? But it's not bad enough where I feel like I should end the relationship. So why not get married? And it's like, you're settling, but you know that they don't meet all the criteria to get happy, right? To be happy and have a lifelong marriage and, like, be together for, like, 40, 50 years, which you're seeing with, like, the old folks. So I feel like for some people, it's because you're not finding that someone that does every single thing for you, because there's all these different options out in the world. It's like, well, jump in and get married.
Think there's so many options out in the world. That is where niggas got fucked up at.
It's thinking there's options,
you think that you're about to get a hunt, like, every single, there's not going to be a person that you are going to meet that's not going to do something that makes you
tick. First of all,
like,
it's,
you know,
not
what I'm saying?
Even a thing.
But you can, yeah. Everybody, nobody is like that. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to have something about you that's going to make you upset with, or whatever the case may be. You have to find somebody that fits. Like,
that,
you know what I'm saying?
But it fits in one level. Like, do you say that it's like, right, this, I had all of these things,
that's
but this person made 50% of this. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why deal breakers are important. If they are not my absolute deal breakers, I can work with it.
Right. But if you do work with that person, right, do you feel, and y'all get up and get married, do you feel like you settle in there because you didn't have someone that met all your requirements?
No, because
you're never going to find anybody that meets all your requirements.
If I got somebody right now.
That doesn't sound like settling.
No, that doesn't
sound like
settling.
I'm
going to
just be with you because you don't meet all my requirements.
You're never going to get 100%, period. You're only going to get a certain amount. You're not going to get 100%. You're not going
to
get,
I think that goes back to
a Boaz and somebody who does everything right. That's not a thing.
I feel like that goes back to the standards conversation. Then, like, are you lowering your standards because you feel like you're not gonna get everything that person does?
That's tweaking them a little bit, because then you're gonna end up
a different word for it.
No, it's not lowering them or changing them or any of that.
Tweaking, lowering, I feel like it's just another word for it.
So then you
wanna
be like,
you wanna search for $100 bill, girl. You looking for $100 bill, you're gonna keep passing by $50 bills. You're gonna keep passing by $50,
like
a $75, $85, looking for $100 that it's not guaranteed that you're gonna find it.
No, you're not.
I'd rather just
such thing as a perfect guy.
When I hear words like that, then again I go back to, like, settling. It's like, oh, you don't have everything I want and I need it, so I'm just going to be
okay. Told that we are not perfect, that there's nobody perfect.
The only person that's perfect is God himself.
There's a match, but there isn't a perfect person.
No, yeah.
That makes
your
sense.
Match,
but then they say
possibly
too,
won't even meet all your requirements.
No,
right. Because how do you know that person is the match? Like, this is a person that's meant
to
be. When
they,
you realize
say
that
opposites
piece
attract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the same.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. It's not what I believe. I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Opposites attract. So when they say that, that means like who you think is perfect for you is not that person. Just for, and then it goes back to saying,
how do you know that then? If you feel like this person's perfect because for you,
like having love with someone and then there's being in love with someone, it's two different things again. I can love a person, but that doesn't mean I'm in love with them, and I'm not in love with the person that they who they are, because you're gonna marry the person that you're in love with, not the person that you have love for. It's two different things.
But is the person that you're in love with all the time always the right person?
Maybe not all the time, but
we gonna fight
80% of the time. Yeah.
We're gonna fight and we're gonna argue. I have to think about it like this. Like the way you think about it is there are people on this earth, you know what I'm saying, that come from the same mother and they come from the same father, and these two people are so different. There are people, obviously, you know, all the twins we know in the world, they came out the same coochie at the same time, my nigga. And they still be fighting with each other.
Right.
So everybody's not going to be the same. And if I know that, if I know that, that there's somebody out there that that makes me happy most of the time, if we argue a little bit, I'm cool with that.
Right. Exactly.
That doesn't make it hard to maneuver.
Sometimes like, arguments make you learn.
Okay. So
you learn from arguments.
If that
sometimes.
Was the case, your wedding vows would be, I do. It wouldn't say like for better or for worse, because they know in reality there's gonna be good times and there's gonna be bad times.
And because sometimes you don't be in the mood and sometimes he's not gonna be in the mood.
Right. But then we talk about this stuff too, like you just brought up the example with siblings where like some people they have siblings and you absolutely love each other down to the ground. I would freaking jump in front of the bus for you, I would die for you, my siblings, I love you. But we argue all the time. Is that something that's healthy in a relationship if all y'all doing constantly is arguing all the time, but y'all love each other?
But that's not the person you need to be with.
No, because it doesn't say you're going
to
argue.
So I'm like, how do you know that that's the person you're supposed to be with?
How do you know?
Yeah.
You know. It's a thing.
And that's when you, I feel like that's where your faith comes
that's
in.
That's never going to go away.
I feel like that's where your faith comes in, my nigga. Like, we talking to God when we at church and we talking about, you know, we praying together.
First of all,
that's if y'all are like godly people. What if someone is like,
all of us are godly people.
Yeah, we are. I'm just, you know.
So that's what we talking about.
Devil's advocate
right
again.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
and I know my husband is going to come from
that's where my husband's going to come. My husband cannot not believe in God. If he don't believe in God,
you're not going to marry someone that doesn't believe in God?
No, I'm not marrying no atheist.
Oh my God.
Are you crazy?
Ooh. I got to ask.
What? Sex is a spiritual thing, bro.
We're all humans.
You're people, but sex is a spiritual thing. And if you really believe that sex was, if you believe in spirit. If you believe in spirits and you believe in God, you better believe in them spirits. And if you don't know that when you have sex with somebody, y'all spirits meet each other. That's what the women's intuition come from. That's why we're not supposed to be just having sex with any Tom, Dick, and Harry. That's why you're supposed to have sex with your husband, because that's what y'all
supposed to do. Well, we just said you can have sex with all different people when you're not a hoe.
I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm just not doing that. And that's just the reality.
Whoa. Wait, can I just say one thing? So you know we're always like, I'll die for this person. Would that literally die?
I think my dumb ass would. Like, seeing myself in my history, I think my dumb ass would.
I think. It's not funny, but I'm trying to be serious. Like, I just don't understand it.
I personally would.
Like, I would. For Giannis, yes. For
yes.
Because
that's
I
your
love,
child.
Yes, like, oh my God, nah, like.
But your husband.
This car's coming, I gotta get that.
It's not the car.
This bullet is coming, I gotta take that. They need my heart, they need whatever, I gotta get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's my child.
I wouldn't say it's the car, but there's just certain situation where I'm like, you know, I don't know how you'd be out in the situation. I think of, y'all don't even watch that show, but like,
if you was walking with one of the babies and the car was coming, you wouldn't, and it was
I'd jump,
in that direction,
I, yeah, like, I would, yeah, I would. I think, I feel like if I'm saying you my husband, like if I'm gonna marry someone, I have to be absolutely in love. I would definitely do that.
But if you could be absolutely in love with somebody and it's just like, you know what?
I did that for boyfriends, so I know I would.
Just gets on my nerves when he does this. He just gets on my nerves when he does that. Like,
yes, your husband.
My boyfriend now gets on my nerves. But shit, and we can be sitting in the house and not talking to each other. I'm still cooking for you. I still want to make sure that you're taken care of. Like,
that's
I want to make sure you're good.
It's going to be like that.
Nah.
It's going to be. You think it's going to be. You think it's going to be rainbows and gummy bears?
It's not rain. I just said we're not talking to each other. We cannot talk to each other for the whole week. I still want to make sure that the end of the day, as a being, you are good.
That's what a wife is supposed to
do. Yeah, so I know that, like, my husband, hell yeah, I would die for him. That's not even like, I would say like, oh, I don't want to. I want to be smart and not do it. But I know that I would.
It's not even a matter of smart. It's, I feel like, just like, yeah, when you do these things, when you become a parent, when you get married and before God, you know what I'm saying? You get a different type of spirit in you. And if that's what's supposed to happen, that's what's going to happen.
But if I'm saying, if I feel that way now, and I know that now over people that are just my...
My turn talking about death now.
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, if I know that, I feel that way now about
you brought it up, but you don't want to talk about it. Hurt you now.
I mean, I'm not right, not but death, but I'm like, if I know I feel that way now, and like the stuff that I would do for my boyfriend now, I could only imagine what I would do for my husband, because I would do that now.
So let's go back to why people don't want to be married.
Because you just talked about why somebody would get mad, because it feels so good to know somebody gonna die for me, like,
right?
Yo, so I know you really got my back.
I just need to make a comment,
and that's not what I'm saying. If I'm about to do all this craziness for this person, you better be the right one I'm supposed to marry.
All the viewers who are watching and the ones that are going back to watch this, I'm in need for marriage to be a trend. You know how skinny jeans was a trend?
Yeah.
When let's start getting married again, y'all.
Let's get married. Men, marriage is not a bad thing.
I don't feel like it's not a bad thing, but when you're ready,
when you find a wife.
When you're ready,
good.
But are you ever really ready?
No, you're never really ready. Just like in the beginning of the song.
Now I feel like you need to not
mentally prepare.
Yeah, that's my shit.
You can't mentally prepare for
the matrimony.
You want to know why? Because it's gonna be a change. How can you prepare for a change in your life? That's like
you
saying, That's like saying, I don't know how to be a mom. I'm not ready, but I'm 6 months pregnant.
But you ain't got no choice but to be ready
when that baby come out. We didn't know how to be mothers before you had Yanni, before you had Justin, and before I had Kamora. I didn't know what it was to be a mother.
But now,
it was a change in my life.
I think it's the,
now I know.
It's defining what ready is, right? Like, I think that's a piece of it, right? You're never going to be 100% ready with someone. But
and
if
that's
you're
why
seeing
you're not
going to
get the 100% perfect person.
Yeah, I know. I'm not people. But if you're seeing all these different things about someone, that's like, you're having, like, I mean, not
when
doubts. Because people have doubts.
Different things.
But when it's all these different things. Yeah. So when you know, not even all the different things, right? Like, I feel like when you are joining the people, and I guess it depends on your different stuff, too, and, like, how everything is set up and defined, right? You are taking the responsibility of that person, too. Are y'all maybe not 100% financially ready, but like, are y'all ready enough to be able to do this piece? Do you know everything, not everything about that person? I feel like you'll never know everything, but do you know enough about that person to say that I'm willing to spend the rest of my life with this person? Maybe it's because I don't never want to be divorced. Like, I want to make sure
I'm never
that 100% have it.
That's just you overthinking everything.
I overthink everything, and if I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with you, I better overthink it.
I'm a very optimistic person, and my heart is so big, so I just wanna love you, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
then it's gonna work.
It's in a, right, and if I got somebody that feel that way about me, that's all I need.
I'm not optimistic at all.
I don't be worried about. It sounds crazy. I mean, obviously, I don't want no bum-ass nigga that don't do anything. But if you are in the same financial situation as me, or maybe, like, a little bit less, like, you know what I'm saying? I can fuck with you.
Right. It's not even the same financial situation. It's understanding the finances, right? If someone's sitting in debt and you don't know about that, like, I feel like that's something you should know about before marrying.
I'm going to know this stuff because we're going to talk about that, because that money and debt and all that stuff is an important aspect of who I am and why I am who I am.
If the person you're trying to marry don't even have a savings account, you don't feel like you should get that ready and together before y'all get up and get married. It's just
that's
when y'all
get
ready
and
setting stuff
up.
Yeah.
That's before we get up and move together, nigga. How you don't got no savings account? That's crazy. Like, what you got?
But there are people today in this day and age where it sounds so crazy. There are people that don't.
That's it? What you got is a green top.
Well, I'm not gonna be honest. Dear future husband, I don't trust banks, so I don't got no savings account, but I got money though.
Yeah.
You need a savings account.
No, I don't. My money is safe. Mm-hmm. It's safe.
That's a different conversation, but you need a savings account.
And it's there.
That, I need it. What I'm saying is, you know, when you...
I'm not really...
Financial information is cool, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not
but
just
that's
cool,
all,
you need to
that's
know.
That's all obtainable stuff. I don't be worried about money. That's probably why I am how I am, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not
I don't
about
really
worrying.
Worrying
you need
about
to
money.
Know.
Like, I think that's if I I feel like those type of things are just like obtainable. It's money.
It's
like,
not. You know it's saying? Not that it's obtainable.
And I'm not gonna not. I love every single thing about you, but you don't got a lot of money, so I can't fuck with you. That's crazy.
I can't even see everything else. She wrote something.
So like, your mom was like, "So you saying that you're ready to live with a person and ready to give yourself to someone, but yet not ready to make that commitment of marriage?" My, I don't remember where that came from in that aspect.
She basically saying,
"Where are we talking about that at?"
That's what you're saying, like, because you're just gonna be in these long term relationships and y'all just living together.
But it doesn't have to be long term either. I feel like at this point in age, like maybe I was younger, I did a very very long term relationship. But myself saying now, like, if I'm with someone and I don't see marriage in the future, there's no point in.
So what's your timeline?
I have a timeline. You have a boyfriend. It's when I feel ready.
It's when I feel ready. And if I can.
So then you want to be in a long-term relationship.
It's not. Right? It doesn't have to be a long-term. I did, 7-8 years? I'm not doing 7-8 years again.
7-8 years again?
Hell no, I'm not doing 7-8 years again.
What's your guesstimate timeline?
There isn't a timeline for that piece, but I know I'm not doing 7-8 years.
So what age do you want to be married at? Because my thing is,
I'm not setting a timeline. That's crazy. No. It's crazy. I'm not setting a timeline. That's crazy. That's unrealistic to say. I'm giving myself a certain bit of age before I have a kid. Before I get married, I'm giving myself a certain age before I have a kid. Life doesn't move that way. Things, and I plan everything, and I know life does not go that way.
I want to be married by the time I'm 35.
You can say you want
to
be married.
I want to be married at 23. I'm 29.
Nah, I didn't want to be married that young.
When I said that before, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I have a baby young, so I'm just ready for like a family and stuff like that. And then it's just like, you know, that just didn't happen as time progresses. But now it's like, I'm definitely not doing another 8 years with
I'm
nobody.
Not doing 8 years with
I'm saying like a good 2-3 years, we gotta be talking about something.
We're talking about it. I don't expect you to jump and be married.
I'm gonna be 33. Like, what?
I'm sorry. Again, what I keep talking about, not believing in divorce, and I don't want to be divorced. I don't know enough about you in 2-3 years to say I want to marry you. I'm not saying it needs to be 8 years or 2-3 years. No, I don't know enough. I'm still learning certain stuff. 2-3 years.
So then you wait 5 years, then you get married, and who's to say you won't get a divorce? That isn't. It's not gonna be.
It's
that
not
way
a.
Either.
But that's the same. So you were saying I'm planning to have kids.
But you're gonna
know certain stuff. You don't know everything.
You're never
right
gonna
away.
Know everything about your partner anyway. Period. Even when you get married, you're still not gonna know.
You're not gonna know everything, but I need to know enough. I feel like I need to feel. Maybe it's my thing with like comfortability with certain stuff, right? Like to be able to ask certain questions, be able to do certain things. Like I want to know about all that stuff, your finances stuff, before I decide I want to marry you.
But you know what's what, like my nigga, you're not getting any younger, so why draw it out? If I know I'm gonna be, if it's been 6 months
it's
already,
not guaranteed.
I need to be sure.
Already,
that's what I'm
and
saying.
We not, and we still talking. We not talking about what we doing. Like, are we in a relationship? What's going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? That can be that. That's my timeline right there for that. 6 months. If we not in a relationship, keep it moving. Like, get out of
right.
here. I don't. If we not moving forward, because I'm 29 years old. I'm not trying to keep playing around. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really trying.
I just don't believe in timelines. I get all of that stuff, but a timeline, a number thing, I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
So then 8 years will be your limit because you say you're not going to do another 7 years.
That's not a limit.
That is your time limit.
That is. But that's not a limit.
I'm not doing another 8 years.
I'm not doing another 8 years, but I'm not saying, all right, 8 years comes and such and such happened. And
you're not being with no. You just said I'm not doing 8 years.
I'm not doing 8 years.
Which in turn means
if it ain't there, then you say bye-bye.
So it's 8 years.
Or you'll do the 8 and 9 years. Bid again.
When I was in that relationship for 8 and 9 years, we didn't discuss marriage. We didn't talk about marriage.
But at this stage of your life, you are.
And this stage of my life, I'm talking about stuff. That's different to me. It's different.
Of course, it's different.
Wait, you gotta do it. Somebody commented again. I can't click it.
Mm-hmm. Just see, you got your phone, you can't see?
No, because I don't know. It gives me the emotion.
Tony says, what happens when you know all the things that you feel satisfied with and it's not what you expected? Later down the line,
yeah, is it divorce?
Nah, it depends. Like, if I married you, it's not divorce. We just gotta figure that out.
That's what a marriage is.
For better or for worse, for richer or for poorer.
If I know what later down the line, and we didn't jump over that broom, we didn't take that step to get married together, I could say deuces. But if we got married together, that's what
you
that's
basically
what I'm
saying that he
sure.
lied though. He's telling if you saying that he wasn't what you thought it was.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
That's a lie. That's
not what you expected it to be.
Yeah.
Well, then, that's her fault then?
Because
so what do you do?
Because it's like what you just said, though. a marriage is not going to be all cupcakes and rainbows. Right. It's not. So there's going to be hard times. There's going to be bumps in the road, I guess you can say.
There's no way there's bumps in the road in a relationship, and it ain't a bump in the road when you are now legally binded to this motherfucker.
You just got to figure that out.
You
know what I'm
saying? You have to, it's going to be problems, and I already...
I think maybe for me, it's like I want to see how many bumps there is before I reach that bridge until I reach my limit to say, all right,
you can probably do 10 before and then do 20 after. You never know.
But when I say, whenever I make the decision to be like, yes, I do, I'm marrying you, then that's just it. Whatever bumps there is, we just got to deal with it.
I feel like for me...
I guess I want to see how crazy the bumps are before I say yes.
Is gonna be, I'm already gonna be waiting for a nigga to, my guy, to propose to me, really. That's what it's gonna be like. Like, if it's on some real dead,
everybody's waiting.
That's what I'm saying. You waiting, so that you're on the other end of it, so it's really not on your time, pretty much.
Well, I could be crazy like Brooke.
When I start dating someone, I will tell them what I expect.
And that's a problem for me, too. It's like ultimatums. I don't want to say to you, oh, no, you better marry me, otherwise this or that.
Because I'm not telling you have to marry me. I'm not going to say, oh, you have to marry me, but... I'm going to say...
That's not going to be in the beginning, but it's definitely...
No, it's going
to be... Yeah, it's a conversation. Yes. It just depends on how you navigate that conversation. Because what you're saying then, too, then, like, oh, if it's 3 years and we have this conversation and you do nothing else, I'm
leaving. Hopefully, we would have had that conversation. And if we haven't had that conversation, that's probably me telling myself that this is not somebody
I'm walking away. Yeah, I got to walk away. I got to say, I deserve
that. And you're in love with that person, you really think you're going to walk away?
Yeah. You put fire in their asses.
I don't believe it.
They didn't get it together.
If you keep asking for the same thing, all I keep not asking, but I'm not convinced. You know what I want, and you're not doing that to make me happy.
Right. If it's already that time point when you're in love with someone, they haven't done anything crazy to you. They just haven't given you what you wanted. I don't believe anybody's walking away. I feel like I'm calling bull. It's bull. You're not walking away. Love this person, but it hasn't proposed to you yet. And they haven't done anything crazy.
I don't know. I'm going to be real with you.
You're not walking away.
I'm going to be real with you. I feel like just because of dealing with those long-ass relationships and realizing that when somebody shows you who they are, you don't never know when this person's going to change. What if this person never wants to...
That's right. Tony said you're putting the pressure.
I am putting the pressure. Pressure.
What if you don't...
I think it sounds realistic, and that's how you think it right now, and that's how it's supposed to be. But if you absolutely love someone and they haven't done nothing wrong to you, just haven't proposed, you're not walking away.
I am walking away. You're not. My nigga, I know it's smarter to be logical than to follow your heart, because you stick around with a dummy following your heart and you end up fucked over in the end. Right. You have to be logical.
You say you know that? It's still logical because you're not feeling that right now. It's logical right now because you're saying what it would be. You're not in that situation. You're not walking away.
You don't learn from emotional pain.
People say they learn from different stuff and we learn change different. You're supposed to be learning, but people still commit the same behavior.
My nigga, you definitely
They still do. You learn some aspects, but still do the same thing.
That's what makes you no nonsense, my nigga. That's what makes you not nobody. No nigga could tell you where you're gonna go. No nigga could tell you who you can hang out with.
Exactly.
But your old nigga was able to do that. Why? Because you know better now,
yes,
my nigga.
That's what I'm
what
saying.
What you talking about?
It's sort of the same thing, but you're saying too, like, right, we're gonna have these conversations about marriage, right? If you're with someone 3 years down the line and he doesn't propose to you and nothing's going wrong in your relationship, he just doesn't propose
to
you, you won't leave?
Yes.
Cut it out.
What's going wrong?
You cut it out.
Require those things from him, and if
why
I stay, then
though?
I'm making it easy for him. No,
you're
I'm
not going
walk
nowhere.
Away
you're not going.
And show you what you lost, and then the next one, he'll put a ring on it.
You're not going nowhere. Our heart is built the same, so I know you're not going nowhere.
That's
unless someone does bad things, so you're not going nowhere.
You need to communicate that with me. Don't tell me. Communication. Don't have me sitting here like I'm looking stupid.
If I say, if we have a conversation about marriage, we're going to talk about that. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, would you ever... I'm not going to ask you when you want to marry you, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. And, you know, you have that conversation, and he says, oh, you know, I just, you know, I want to be in a better space financially, blah, 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 blah.
And what if it takes years for him to get in that financial space?
If that's the case, it's taking us years, because we have to put each other in a position to make money.
Listen,
so I'm not waiting some long. We're going to get this money.
And it can be years down the line.
Give me my ring.
It can be years.
Then that's both of our fault then.
Right.
Because I know what my man.
That's all I'm saying.
No.
I never said my worst man never said it's all on him. I'm saying being realistic. Men smooth talk. Maybe even that was saying I'm waiting for this financial thing is smooth talking.
Because if you want to get married and he doesn't, it's all on him. Because it doesn't happen. It's on him. It's
the- and if he says to you, I'm waiting, I'm not right now, I'm not financially where I want to be, that's still on him. That could be smooth talking. You may never be where you want to be financially. Us as human beings are never satisfied. You're going to stay.
You're going to see but that.
If we're just say you're not going to stay alive. We're working
together to make you financially better. Now I'm going to say, okay, babe, we were here.
And now we're in a better position. Now
2021, our savings is looking like this. Take that money and let's go get my ring size. Period. Or I'm leaving. I'm not wasting
any I'm gonna wait till y'all getting wasted, but wait until 2021. Because I'm poor bull.
You're saying nothing's going wrong. You're perfectly happy. Everything's good.
But yeah, he hasn't proposed yet.
Are you happy because you want to be married?
Now it's 6 years. Now it's 7 years. Why? The money ain't where it's supposed to be.
First of all,
you're supposed to just break up
in like, 7 years.
That's what they said.
I
get that, but I think that's where she's coming in when she's like, so right then and there, 7 years down the line, you
realize you gonna break up? No, that's bull.
Definitely not.
Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, and I'm gonna be Gina off of Martin and Gina, and I'm leaving Martin. Bye. And then his fight was under his ass, right?
Ooh, because he better stop banging. You knocking down the Instagram live,
right? Because he loved Gina. So what
you
hype?
You too hype.
He ain't got a ring.
Right.
Because she ain't there. Now I got to prove myself to you.
But yes, you going back.
Yeah, but I'm not going back just to be your girlfriend. I'm coming back as your fiance. Don't come back to me with no bullshit because I'm not coming.
I'm going back.
Period.
I feel like, why can't we not do that? What is the big deal of saying, no, I'm not dealing with that? Like, no, I want to get married. Hello? What's the problem with us getting married? And every time you come
with a guy would do that real quick and you do some season shit, he would break up with you.
And that's a fact.
And then you have you looking all sad and crazy.
Just and he's leaving.
Let's try this out again. And then y'all try it out again.
You sing and singing sad love songs and he's.
You feel me? Yeah.
He's moved on. No, I'm not doing that.
I feel like it's important to, you know, let a guy know that's what that's all you want. At the end of the day, all I want is to, you know, have a family and be married. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's all I want in my life. That's my goal at the end of the day. Of course I want to be successful. I feel like all that stuff's going to come. So I don't have to ask for that. But being married and having a family, that's what I want at the end of the day. So if I'm with somebody, every single day I'm trying to work towards my goal. Mm-hmm. So if I meet somebody, we have to work towards my goal. And my goal is to be married and have a family. So if I'm with you and then we get down the line and I'm like, hey babe, all I want is to be married and have a family, my nigga. That's all I want. Is that what we doing? And he says, oh, you know, I want that, but we need more money. Cool, we need more money. That's my next mission right now towards my goal, is to help my man, put him in a position. I'm not putting him in a position. Maybe I need to work a little bit harder. Maybe I need to make it so that he can put him in a position so he can work a little bit more.
Right, so he could take that extra money that's paying towards a bill and put it towards my
room. You don't think that.
And look, y'all didn't let me finish. And then when you move on to there and I say, maybe this is 2 more years down the line, 3 more years down the line, and I'm like, look, all I want is to be married and have a family. And you still like, no, because, my nigga, you know what? I have to get myself together and get the fuck out of here. Because you're not trying to do, we're not on the same page at the end of the day. Because I'm not going to come to you again after you already told me what the problem is. I'm not coming back to you until I got a solution.
That's a fact.
And the solution is what I've been doing for these past couple of years where I put you in a position where you could work more. Or I put myself in a position where I could work more and we could save more money in the house or whatever the case may be. My nigga, if I'm already doing that and I know, and I'm the woman, my nigga, I'm going to know about the money.
Hello.
I'm going to know what's going on with the money. If there's abundance in my money, there's an abundance in our money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So you have money to do what we got to do. We're in a great position right now. So what's up? Now you still saying no?
Right.
Like you still not?
No, he's not gonna say. He's never gonna say. That's my thing. Is what I'm saying. They're never gonna say no. It's always gonna be some story as to why it is.
If you tell me this in January,
always some story. You think a nigga's ever gonna say to you, "Nah, I'm not getting married. I don't know what you're gonna do. I'm not getting married.
I don't want to come back on another January." And I ain't get asked.
It's gonna happen.
No, you ain't proposed to me yet. Nah, my nigga, you not talking about no marriage yet. No, I'm not going to sit around for that, because at the end of the day, all I want to do is be married and have a family. Mm-hmm. And if you're not making me reach towards my goal, I know for a fact there's a man out there that has the same goal as I do. And yeah, if that's Tommy, not you, then yeah. it's not you.
Right. We don't require these guys to do much because we're afraid of the unknown.
No, we're afraid to be by ourselves.
And but Tony says something else, so you sit back and start to see the bigger picture, and where women give too many sacrifices against our own happiness.
Mm-hmm. And how long are you going to keep doing that?
That's an internal thing to
when
think
our
about
grandparents was growing up, the ultimate goal, you wasn't getting sex
to get married,
without getting married
and have a family.
Hello?
Niggas, but like, all you wanted to
you
do,
was
all was doing
not.
Is get married, have family.
You right. was not getting right.
It was like, what is a weekend?
Without
what's working?
Having being married. Right. Now society tells you, I can taste the cookie before I put a ring.